who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. That we may touch the light of our own spirits and see the light of other spirits, that we may spread your grace over all the world with our gifts, with our whole selves, and with your help.
Now, as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in utmost eagerness, and in our love for you, so we want you to excel also in this generous undertaking. I do not say this as a command, but I am testing the genuineness of your love against the earnestness of others. For you know the generous act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. And in this matter, I am giving you my advice. It is appropriate for you who began last year not only to do something, but even to desire to do something. Now finish doing it, so that your eagerness may be matched by completing it according to your means. For if the eagerness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. I do not mean that there should be relief for others and pressure on you, but it is the question of a fair balance between your present abundance and their needs, so that their abundance may be for your need, in order that there may be a fair balance. As it is written, the ones who had much did not have too much, and the ones who had little did not have too little. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today we welcome Andy Tangwall to our chapel. He is from Lutheran Volunteer Corps. He's a 2001 Gustavus graduate. He worked for LVC for 2 years after graduating from Gustavus and attended Yale Divinity School. He awaits his first call in the La Crosse Area Synod in Wisconsin. Please join me in welcoming Andy.
Good morning, everybody. It's exciting for me to be back here. I did, in fact, graduate from Gustavus in 2001. My brother graduated from here in 2006, so that was the last time I was back. And I'm excited to be talking with you all today about Lutheran Volunteer Corps and about things beyond that. So, here's the deal. So, this reading from Paul, from the second letter of the Corinthians, comes out of the eighth chapter. Now, the eighth and ninth chapters of that letter are the part where Paul says to the Corinthians, "Hey, y'all, remember last year when I was in town and we talked about how I'm collecting money for the church at Jerusalem?" Paul says, "Well, it's time to put your money where your mouth is, as it were, on that, because we talked about it, and you said you'd do it, and now it's time to gather up some funds. So let's work on that, let's get together some money." The way Paul does it is, of course, more reasonable than all that. He doesn't just say, "Hey, I need some money." And he doesn't just say, "You know, you guys owe me some money." He starts out with this little bit that our reading today starts out with. He says, "You know, you Corinthians, you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in eagerness, and in love. Y'all are so good at so many things," Paul says. "And I know this," Paul says, "because I know you, because I founded the church here. I've been there how many times? I've written a ton of letters to you. And I know that you are good at so many things. I know that you're fired up about so many things." So Paul says, "There's one more thing that I want you to be good at. There's one more thing I want you to excel at, and that is in what it Well, it translates as this generous undertaking. In generosity, it's actually the same word as grace. Paul says, I want you to excel in generosity, in sharing what you have with others. Yes, you have so many gifts. You're so good at so many things, at talking and not talking, at thinking and being eager and loving so many things. Share those things. Share what you have with others. That's what I want to talk about today. That's why we are here for this. Now, Paul says it not just because I told you to, and not just because I'm in charge, Paul says, but he goes on and he says, for you know the generous act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Paul is reminding them of what they already know. Because of what God did for you in Jesus Christ, you can respond. You can respond to God's love by sharing your gifts with others. Because God has gifted you so much, you can share your gifts with others. That's what Paul is saying to the Corinthians. Just because the Corinthians happen to have money, they can share that with the church in Jerusalem. Apparently the church in Jerusalem didn't have money. They probably had some other things going for them. I mean, Peter was still in charge down there. They probably weren't just a mess down in Jerusalem. Paul is saying, y'all Corinthians, you share money with them, and they will share back with you out of their leadership and their knowledge and their skills and so many things. Sharing one's gifts is an important part of what it is to follow the gospel of Jesus Christ that we learn here and elsewhere. When I was a senior at Gustavus, I had no idea what I was going to do after graduation, right? Maybe some of y'all have been there, maybe not. Maybe y'all haven't figured out. God bless you. I had no idea what was going to happen next. And so somebody said, you should check out Lutheran Volunteer Corps. And I was like, what? And they said, Lutheran Volunteer Corps, it's cool. It's a place that matches people with nonprofit organizations in various cities around the United States so that you can work for justice and live in community and live sustainably. And I thought, oh. I thought about it for a long time. And I said, well, okay, I very much have nothing else going on, right? So sure enough, I applied for LVC. I ended up getting into the program and getting a job through LVC. And it was remarkable. I actually interviewed for the job on my, on the bed in my dorm room in the new International Center, which was brand new that year. Shiny new dorm room, good for me. And there I was doing a phone interview with this woman in Tacoma, Washington. And she says, Andrew, like 30 seconds into this phone call, she says, Andrew, let me get this straight. She says, this is an environmental nonprofit organization. She says, you didn't take any science classes at Gustavus. You didn't, you have no stated interest in the environment. So why are we talking right now? Are you wasting my time? Because people don't waste my time. And this is, the 30 seconds into the first interview I have for a job after school. And I'm and luckily I was, it was on the phone, so she didn't see that. She probably just heard the, brief intake of air. I'm sure she heard it. But I responded, and I answered her question, and I have no idea what I said to her. But she said, you know what, that sounds great. She said, your application looks great, your writing is good, you seem to be excited about things. She said, we can teach you the science you need to know. We can teach you how to kayak. We can teach you the things that you need to know to do this job. What we need from you is your enthusiasm and your willingness to learn. She said, I can see that you're going to be that guy, so I want you to come work for me. It was great. And I did. And I was the education and outreach coordinator and volunteer manager for this nonprofit organization called Citizens for a Healthy Bay in Tacoma, Washington. And it was an amazing experience. Part of my job was to take college students kayaking with me on the Puget Sound. It was the best job ever. and I got to play in the mud and plant plants and sort of watch them. And I got to work on the annual report and play with Excel spreadsheets, which I really enjoy doing. And it was just a fabulous job, and it was something that I wasn't qualified for. It wasn't that I earned the right to have this job. It was that I dared to put myself out there, dared to say, hey, I have gifts and I have passions, and I'm going to throw them out there and see where they land. See what it is that I can do in the world. In Lutheran Volunteer Corps, we make a couple of assumptions about people, and you'll have to pardon us for that. One of the assumptions is that everybody wants justice and peace and strong and healthy communities. Everybody benefits from that. Everybody has a personal stake in justice and peace and strong and healthy communities. The other one, the other big assumption we make about people, is that everybody has gifts. Everybody has talents. Everybody has passions. Everybody has something to share. Now, I went to Gustavus myself. I know some of the gifts and talents and passions that Gustavus students have. And I hope that you can find a place to live out those gifts and talents and passions. Paul, when he talked to the Corinthians, he said, yes, you have all these gifts and talents. You have all this stuff going for you. But now, he said, I want you to cultivate something more. I want you to add to the list. Generosity. Yes, you're already a little bit generous. I want you to be intentional about being generous. I want you to really know what it is to give what you have, to share your gifts. You can cultivate the gift of generosity. In LVC, there's a few gifts that we like to cultivate, and those are the core values of LVC. The first is social justice. You all know about justice. You all know what is right and how to do good in the world. LVC is saying, take that and really let it blossom and grow. Come to a place where you can be working for justice, where you can live out your gifts and passions working for justice. The second core value of LVC is intentional community. Now, I was a religion major here at Gustavus, and my senior religion thesis was, in fact, about intentional community. And it was a little long, and I'd like to apologize to Garrett Paul for making him read that. I've learned a lot since then. But when I went to, the thing is, I wrote this paper, I wrote like 80 pages about intentional community, but I didn't know what that was or what it meant until I went and did LVC and lived that out, when I could cultivate that gift. When it was more than just words on a page and sort of theory and thinking about it, I could go and actually live with others, find out what it means to build authentic relationships, to communicate honestly with other people in community, to really share what we had. It was a wonderful gift. And the third core value of LVC is, of course, sustainability, thinking about how we relate to the world around us. What is my relationship to the food I eat, and how does that food relate to other people in the world? Things like that. Things as simple as, hey, what's up with recycling and turning off the lights and all that? Why does that stuff matter? And besides the environmental sustainability, I thought a lot in my LVC years about personal sustainability. What are the practices that I need to have in my life to keep me from going crazy? What are those things? What are the spiritual practices? How much exercise do I need? Things like that. Sustainability. What patterns can I build into my life to keep me healthy? And from, like I said, going crazy, because sometimes I feel like I'll do that. These are gifts one can cultivate in LVC. But lest you think that I'm just here to promote my program, and yes, LVC does pay my bills, or some of them, right now, and the rest, I think, they'll get paid eventually, right? Though LVC is paying my bills, it's important to note that I'm not just here to talk about Lutheran Volunteer Corps. It is an amazing opportunity. It is a chance to grow and change and do something amazing with your life. But you know what? There are other chances to do that too. The most important thing is really the same thing that Paul is saying to these Corinthians. You have so many gifts. You have so many passions, so many talents. Take those and find a place where they can be lived out, where you can do what you truly love to do, helping people and doing amazing things. I'm going to be a Lutheran pastor. That's one of the things I'm passionate about. I'm excited to have the opportunity to live out that calling, to be serving others and being in relationship with people in that particular way. Another thing I'm passionate about is roller derby. I'm an announcer for roller derby for three different leagues in Florida, which is where I lived before here. And I also recently announced a nationwide tournament in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which was awesome. It really is. I love roller derby. I love, you know, women skating around in a circle, knocking each other over, their strategy, their sport. It's an amazing, amazing thing. I found a way to live out my passion for roller derby by being an announcer. And yet, I'm not just being a roller derby announcer because it's cool. I'm also doing it because I can share my gift with others. I happen to be good at talking in front of people sometimes. If you don't believe me now, we can talk later maybe, and I can try to prove that to you, but I guess my ego is not wrapped up in that. But the point is, there are a lot of things going on in our lives. There are a lot of gifts and passions that each of you have and that I have, and you can do those things. You can live those things out. As a roller derby announcer, I'm sharing with the league, and I'm doing some cool things, and I'm having a ton of fun, no lie. But I'm also in roller derby. My derby name is Reverend Killjoy, and so I wear the clerical collar like Peter's wearing now. And I do the whole thing, and it seems a little weird and a little incongruous, but the thing is, I got a number of the women, like my church ladies in Florida, joined the roller derby, and some of the roller derby girls joined the church. So there's a good crossover there, right? It's not like there's a separation between church and roller derby in the whole world. I mean, there's some differences. We all recognize that. There's less fishnet stockings in church, I understand. But frankly, the thing is, at the end of the day, it's people building relationships. It's people sharing what they have. It's people doing what they love. I mean, the roller derby, certainly they do community outreach. They do volunteering. They're not just in it for themselves. They're certainly not in it to make money. The point is, you too have gifts and passions, and you too can do what you love. You too can find a place where your gifts will live to build justice and community and a sustainable, healthy world. And if it's not through Lutheran Volunteer Corps, that's fine. That's just fine. But if it is, that's great too. And if it's not Lutheran Volunteer Corps, find the place. Find the place where your gifts and passions can live in this world for good and for justice. Find that place. And maybe it'll be 10 different places in 10 different years. But find it. Live out your gifts and passions in response to the gospel and in response to the thankfulness you have in your life.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May God Almighty order our days and our deeds. Give us peace.